This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
The Epstein files, I guess, officially going to be released, but within 30 days. Now it's got to go through the DOJ. Wait. And if there's an ongoing investigation involving any of that stuff, that won't be released.
But other than that, those two minor details.
I'm trying to figure it out strategically why the Democrats have pushed so hard for this release. I mean, yeah. It makes a good talking point. They can try to connect Trump with Epstein, even though after Epstein was, charged originally back in 2008 or something, Trump had nothing to do with him.
Right.
It was even way before that.
But Democrats did.
Remember, and we got to remember this, and Greg, you've brought it up before, and I saw a meme on it.
Yeah.
And it is, do you think in your wildest dreams, if there was anything that they could release during the Biden administration when they had control of everything, that could damage Trump? You're telling me they did the whole Russia thing. Uh-huh. They spied on the campaign. They made up a fake dossier. Uh-huh. I mean, all the trouble they went to. Are you telling me that if they actually had anything that would connect Trump legitimately with Epstein, that they wouldn't have used that, released it, blown it all out of proportion? Of course they would have.
Well, logic says you're going to use that before an election so you can beat him, not after he won the election and he's a lame duck basically anyway. What are you going to accomplish?
I don't know. Again, you look at it strategically and you go, okay, well, just talking about Epstein, I guess, buys the Democrats time? I mean, it buys them time for what? I'm not sure. Just maybe takes their stupidity off the front page, as in, boys playing in girls' sports and some of that ridiculousness, maybe the open border thing. Now that we're, it's interesting because really, if you're looking to catch the big fish and all that, mm-hmm. the Epstein thing really is minuscule compared to the open borders and the tragedy that has befallen maybe 300,000 children.
Mm-hmm.
Not to compare apples to oranges. I mean, both situations are...
But kids are kids at
awful.
This point. If you
yeah,
look at it that
awful.
Way. Yeah.
But if you're looking at, the big picture, I mean, think about it. The Biden administration allowed for this to occur. Mm-hmm. And don't try to pretend like they didn't know what was going on. They did.
Yeah.
And they lost track of tens of thousands of kids. It's grotesque. And I don't know what they hope to gain from the what hasn't been released from the Epstein files. And again, to a Greg point from a while ago, I hearken back to you. And, well, I think we both talked about it. We agreed on this, that there's not going to be any note, okay? Just like the JFK files. There's not going to be a note.
No.
You know what we found in the files? We found a note, and it says, you caught us. We're the CIA, and here's the document.
No.
I just don't think that's going to occur.
No.
Right. So the only documents that are going to be released are documents that the powers that be will allow to be released. Or whatever happened in the records, are they going to put it on record? Yeah, I came across the CIA file, and so here it is. All the It's not how it works.
They've been cleaned and scrubbed, and again, all you're going to get is the official, you know, story. Now, yeah, are there going to be names in there maybe that would be embarrassing for some politicians and folks in the entertainment world? Maybe so, but again, what's the point here? I think a lot of it is still distraction for the midterms.
And distraction from the great things that President Trump is doing. Like, I listened to a great deal of his speech he was giving to the Saudis yesterday. And touting, once again, you know, all these great milestones and this huge amount of money that's going to be invested in our nation, and really starts talking about that. And I could see how the Democrats want to talk about anything other than Trump's success, because it's hard to deny the amount of success he's had. Now, the lefties, you got to give them some credit, because some of the poll numbers that have came out recently showing some people, and of course the mainstream media will make a bigger deal out of it, but some people turning against Trump, not satisfied with the economy. It's like he hasn't even been president for a year.
Right.
He has managed to turn things around in a big way. And by the way, if you're complaining about interest rates, he's done everything but punch that guy, Jerome Powell, right in the nose.
I mean, he's like even used some profanity of why he,
how
he'd like to fire the guy.
He was shredding him yesterday. Shredding him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And he goes, oh, like 3 more months. Just let him go. Let him, no, don't fire him now. Nope. Just 3 more months. We'll get rid of that idiot. I mean, he just, you know, there's no love lost there at all. So, yeah, I don't know what people's expectations are. 1.5 million Americans have been hired to jobs during the Trump administration. The vast majority of all the hires made during the Biden administration were actually, you know, like foreigners, foreign nationals, illegals, et cetera.
More than Americans. Is that crazy?
And the other thing that Biden did when the numbers didn't look good for employment, he just opened up like close to 1 million government jobs.
Yeah.
He just opened up the government. Like, you can just say, yeah, we need hire people here, hire people there. And guess what? Now the statistics look a little better. But that's government jobs.
Right.
That's more taxpayer money that, well, we don't even have. All right.
Yeah.
So, Wednesday, Ingram Angle, the Breitbart editor-in-chief, Alex Marlow, was on with Laura Ingram and basically talking about, you know, when these files get released, you know, who's going to suffer. And Laura said Epstein had friends in high places, you know. Plaskett, the one that they were trying to censure yesterday, was one of the least impressive among them. But who comes off better in the situation, Democrats or the guy who cut ties with Epstein long before he was charged with any criminal wrongdoing? Well, Marlow says, yeah, for many, it looks like we're playing by the Democrats' playbook, but they're already looking absurd. You're seeing it right now. It sounds ridiculous, like he's just some sort of regular constituent. And then Raskin, with his ridiculous hair, he doesn't even know what he's talking about, that she got a text from him. No, it wasn't a phone call, he continued. The big one that got wrapped up in this is Larry Summers.
Oh, yeah.
He was the darling of the left. He was the definition of Democrat establishment.
Yep.
He was in the Clinton administration, Obama administration, president of Harvard. Wow.
Now he's just trying to stay out of the limelight as much as possible.
Yeah, well,
he's hiding.
That's not going to necessarily protect him from any forthcoming criminal charges, which is highly possible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.